Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the Purpose Lab, where you know the mission. Well, if you don't know, let me tell you, the mission is to interview the world's most successful failures, failures who understand the importance of failing their way to success. And so we're trying to, because we always say success leaves clues. So we're trying to get the clues from some of the most successful people they had to do. Order to achieve the success, what failures did they experience in order to be in a position where they are now? So today I want to talk about growth and stretching. The importance of, because I had a video on Instagram and it went crazy. It had like a million views. I'll repost it during the time that we released this episode of the Purpose Lab, but it had a million views. And I went back and I was listening to what was it about that particular message. And I think what it was, you know, we always think about, you know, this thing called success, right? And success just isn't easy. Success is hard. You know, getting and putting ourselves in a position that's different than a position that we become comfortable in and accustomed to is hard. It's uncomfortable. And I think it becomes uncomfortable because we're out there doing something that we don't know. See, every day when we wake up, we have this routine, right? So we got a routine. We wake up, we pray, we meditate, whatever it is we do. We brush our teeth. We take our shower. We get dressed. We eat. We go to work. That's our routine. We're at work. We do what we need to do at work. We eat our lunch and then we go home and we play with the kids or we talk to the kids and we spend time with our loved one. And then we watch some TV and then we go to bed and then we wake up and we do it all over again. But when we start to understand and we start to feel like, man, is there more that I should be doing? Is there more that is in me to be doing? And then we start to feel this thing inside of us when we ask the right question, because I believe the reason why we become uncomfortable is because we start questioning the things that we're currently doing. And we start thinking about, should I be doing more? Am I destined to be doing more? Am I purposed to be doing more? So I think we start thinking about those things. And what happens is we start to have this thing inside of us that I believe, because I believe in purpose. I believe we're all planted on this planet for a reason. I believe that thing starts coming alive because it's starting to say inside of us, it is something. We've been waiting on this. We've been waiting for that particular question to be asked, because now that you've asked that question, I'm going to start putting you in positions. I'm going to start showing you things that allows you to see some of the answers and the answer that, yes, we are supposed to be doing more. Because I strongly believe our existence on this planet is to live in our purpose. You know, that's why we created this whole Purpose Lab, to interview, you know, the world's most successful failures, as well as me being able to come to you and talk about the different things that I've seen, that I've experienced in order to serve. See, I know that when I go speak around the country, and I just got finished speaking in Seattle by the time this broadcast comes on, but I told them the reason why I'm so transparent in the things that I talk about is because I need you to understand that if I can do it, you know my story, some of you, the young man that kicked out of two different high schools that graduated from an alternative school that goes on to receive a associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, two master's and then PhD. And I never say that to impress. I say that to press upon. If I can do it, anyone can do it. And it may not be a PhD, but it is something that you were purposed to do in order to put you in position to be able to do the thing that is yearning inside of you to come out. And so success leaves clues, and growth is important. And so when we begin to ask ourselves those questions, I believe we start becoming uncomfortable being in a position that we're currently in, because we're like, man, I want to do more. I don't want my existence to just be plugged into, you know, this I'm doing the same routine. I'm experiencing the same things. I know I want more, or I'm in this relationship that I know I want more, or I'm at this job that I know I want more. I'm hanging around people who I know we deserve or I deserve more. But the only way we get our more is we have to break past the comfort zone. So in that video that went viral, it talked about, you know, growth is uncomfortable. But in order for us to get to that next level, we have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's hard. And that's hard because when we talk about that routine, right, it's hard. It's kind of like this. When I go speak, I say, okay, and I want you to do this. Practice this with me unless you're driving. Don't do it if you're driving. But if you have a chance to pull over or when you get to a spot that you're at, this is what I want you to do. I want you to cross your hands. Just cross your arms like this. Just cross your arms like you regularly do. Just cross your arms. That was easy. Okay, uncross them. I just want you to know that this ain't a trick. This is truly, okay, so just shake your hands out and I want you to cross your hands again. Now what I want you to do, you know how you just crossed your hands? I want you to cross it the opposite way. So take your, and hold on. So I'm used to crossing like this, but crossing the opposite way is this. If you did that, understand that it might have been uncomfortable crossing it that other way because we're consistently doing the same thing. And so as we do the same thing, we're used to that. So to do it a different way, it makes us and causes us to have to really take our time to think about it to be able to do it. That's uncomfortable because we've been used to doing it a certain way, experience a certain thing, and that's what we've done. And so when we make a decision to do something different in order to experience something different, that's where the growth comes in. So when I think about that video once again that went viral on Instagram, I'm like, man, it's because everyone in this on this planet has had that situation where we've had to do something that caused us to be uncomfortable in order to grow to the next level, in order to go to the next level. And every successful person has had to experience that particular thing. So you got to ask yourself, unless I'm willing to do the uncomfortable, which is how to get online and get a YouTube channel, learning how to start posting stuff on social media, feeling comfortable enough going to speak to your boss, your person about, hey, I want to now experience something different. I want to have something different happen. And so now I'm willing to put in this work, or I'm willing to learn this, or I'm wanting to learn this. I want the professional development in order to put me in a different position than I am currently in. But once again, we have to be able to feel comfortable enough to articulate that. We have to feel like it's something that's inside of us that's burning for us to do. And then more than anything, we have to be willing to be uncomfortable. See, nothing changes until we change. Always say our purpose isn't out there. Our purpose is inside us. Always say we can't control them, him, her, or it. But what we have control over is how we respond, how we react, and what we choose to do in order to have something different. So yeah, growth is uncomfortable. Let me say another thing about this whole growth thing, wanting something different. I believe we all have this yearning that I talked about, but we get these dreams, these ideas that come to us that we know that is something that we can do. Uncomfortable, but we know it's something we can do. And then we go tell other people and we're like, hey, I'm about to do this thing. I'm about to. And what happens is we don't get the support that we thought we should have when it comes to that thing that we get excited about. And then what happens sometimes is because we didn't get the support that we wanted to have when it comes to that thing that we wanted to, we're like, man, they don't even support it. So maybe it's not a good idea. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Or maybe they even say, you can't do that. Man, sis, come on now. Let me ask you this, and I digress, but let me ask you this. The successful people who stretch themselves outside of their comfort zone to do that thing, to have that thing, to become that person, what's crazy is they had to do the same thing that I'm talking about. When they were told from friends or told from family or told from different people that it couldn't work. Think about Elon Musk. However you feel, I have a Tesla. I believe in the whole mission of Tesla. And I've had mine for since 2016, 2017. But think about how many people told him that he could not do what it is he's doing now. As far as having, because before electric cars were considered slow, they could never hold a battery long enough to be able to take long trips. So think about the whole infrastructure that he started with the Tesla charging stations to be able to be all around the country. All I have to do with my car is put the destination in and it'll tell me where I need to stop in order to charge the car. All I need to do is just get in, it'll show me. It also will drive itself autonomously. Think about how many people, when he said, I want to create this because I know there's a need for it, told him that that's not possible. Think about it. Think about the different people who experience. See, we look at LeBron now, and he has 40,000 points, right? And so regardless of how you feel about LeBron or whatnot, that's not what I'm talking about, because I'm a big fan of people who are doing things besides sitting on the couch. I'm a big fan of people who are doing things besides talking about people who are doing things. And so think about his story. Think about how he was sleeping on the couch, how his mother and him was going from home to home to home. Think about the work that he puts in. I always think about, whenever I think about LeBron, I immediately think about Kobe. I think about his work ethic, the work that he had to put in. Phil Jackson talked about how Kobe would be there before practice started, getting work in. Then he would go back to his car, go to sleep. Phil would come, wake him up. They would get something to eat, and then they would go have practice. Think about the work that he was putting in. I think about Tyler Perry, and Tyler Perry talks about all the plays that he attempted to do prior to being Tyler Perry, thinking about all the different failure that he experienced before he had the success that he currently has. And he talks about this. Kobe talked about that. LeBron talked about that. Oprah talked about that. Elon talks about that. All these successful people have left clues. And one of the things that they talk about is being comfortable, being uncomfortable, still doing the thing that people didn't believe they can do, but they still stayed true to that yearning that they had inside of them because they knew it was something that they wanted to bring to this planet. So all my young people that's listening to this, and my older people too, I'll talk to you in a minute, but let me talk to all my young people. Stop thinking that it's not possible for you. Single parent household, kicked out of two different, stop thinking that you can't make it happen. You can make it happen. You just have to make a decision and a choice that you're determined to make it happen, regardless of the situation that you were born into. You can't control that. But what you can control now is what you do with what you have at this particular moment. You may not have a computer, you may not have many things, but you have access to different things, but you just have to do a little extra. And doing that little extra is going to give you that extra that's going to be needed in order to fail your way to success. All my older people, we act like, all right, well, I guess it's too late. It's not too late. You're listening to this. It's not too late. You have a dream. You have an idea that's needed. And no one can do it the way you can do it. And all these different experiences that you had, someone needs to hear it from you. Your family needs to hear from you how you made it through the situations that you made it through. So you think about social media. You think about YouTube. You think about all of these different platforms and whatnot. You can see my platform. It's not the greatest right now. But I knew, just like Les Brown said, you don't have to be great in order to get started. But you do have to start in order to be great. You can't be great and have the great things that you have inside of you to do until you get started. And you can't be afraid of it, because someone needs, then it's the experience that you made it through, the different things that you've learned to help them. Because here's the thing that I understand. There's so many speakers around. E.T., Inky, Lesbro, it's all these different speakers out there. Ed Milet, it's all these, Damon West, it's all these. But what happens is we all have a story that people's spirit will resonate with your story more than someone else's story, or the things in the way you say it and not the way someone else says it. That's why I celebrate everyone that I just named. I can't wait to share stages with all of them, because once again, that audience needs to hear your story, your voice, because they were in similar situations as you, or they may be going through something that you made it through, and they need to hear that it's possible because you grew up in the same situation that they grew up in. The reason why I always say, man, I just want to be transparent and I just want to be impactful. And the reason why I know I've been impactful is because I've always been transparent, regardless of what I'm going through. A pastor that I just love hearing, Michael Todd, because Michael Todd talks about his struggles. You know, I talk about my different struggles because it makes no sense for people to act like they're perfect. No one on this planet is perfect. We're all trying to get better, and we're all trying to do what it is that we need to do to put us in a position that can heal and help our family. But it's going to take us to have to stretch outside of our comfort zone. We can't continue to go back to what's normal. If I got a rubber band in my hand and I stretch it out this far, what does that rubber band want to do? Many people in the audience that I go speak to, they'll say that rubber band wants to go back to what's normal. Or they'll say the rubber band wants to pop. And I tell them, no, the rubber band does. It wants to go back to what's normal. So every day we wake up, we do our meditation, we do our prayer, we brush our teeth, we wash our face, we take our shower, we eat our food, we go to work, we do our job at work, we take our lunch, we go home, we watch TV, we play with the kids, we do all of those things, and we go back into our comfort zone when we have this thing inside of us that's yearning to come out to be shared with the world. You have a gift inside of you. You have something that's so special that the world needs, that your community needs, that your family is depending on. You're the one that's going to break generational curses. You're the one, because of the experiences that you have, because of the toughness. I know they always say, man, toughest people check on it. Yes, it's you. Reason why you're going through all that you're going through, because it's you. You are the one who's going to break generational curses. I'm the one in my family, and I'm not the only one, but I'm the one in my family that said, you know what? No, it's not a matter after getting kicked out of two different, but graduating from, it wasn't a matter of if my kids are going to college. It's what college are they going to? That thing with education has been broken, because I know how important it is. Now, when I say education, I don't mean a four-year university. I mean education. What can you educate yourself in that will allow your purpose to be magnified and glorified to where you can do the work that you were purposed on this planet to do, that you were planted on this planet to do? So whether you get a trade, to whether you become an expert plumber, an electrician, whatever it is, cosmetology, two-year university, four-year university, advanced degree, a terminal degree, med degree, law degree. It's about education. What is it through your experiences that you can become an expert on, that you can share with your friends, with your family, with the community, with the world? See, that's what we're purposed on this earth to do. But once again, it won't be easy, but you have to make a decision that it will be necessary, because you deserve to live a phenomenal life. But it doesn't happen by happenstance. It happens by breaking through the resistance and not going back to what's normal. And once you break the resistance, just like that rubber band, now you're stretched. Now you're stretched. You can no longer go back to what's normal, because you've been broke. And a lot of times it's in our brokenness that we heal, but we have to have correct thoughts. Remember, we talked about that in another episode, how important thoughts are, how important words are, how important relationships. But our thoughts then become different. Our thoughts become focused on, you know what? I got this. Because you do have it. Because just like I said, those successful people, they'll tell you it was hard. It was lonely. They wanted the support from their family, from their friends. And not everyone gave them that support. But what they wasn't going to do was allow that to stop them from doing the thing that was yearning inside of them once they started asking those questions. Once they started saying, you know what? as hard as it may be, as uncomfortable as it may be. I gotta go. I gotta go do that thing. I have to go do that thing. That thing is burning inside of me to get done, to make happen. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I really wanted you, and I'm gonna share that message that went viral, because this is what it's about. I hope that this particular podcast, this Purpose Lab, I hope it's been impactful for you. I hope you've been taking the opportunity to log on and to share and subscribe to the YouTube channel, because what I've learned about this whole thing as well is, as you begin to subscribe and share, I'll begin to be able to have more guests. I'll be able to the algorithms will, you know, give me more people that I can be exposed to. So let's continue to share this message with other people who need to hear this message about how they have something special inside of them. You know, I believe it was Mark Twain who said, if you judge a fish by its inability to climb a tree, that fish will think that it doesn't have a purpose. But if you put that fish in a water that it was designed to be in, that fish can then allow its genius to be exposed. That fish can then allow his genius to be able to transform the environment that has been placed in. See, that fish can't transform the environment of climbing a tree, because that's not what it's purposed to do. But you put that fish in his genius, that water, that fish can change the environment. And that's what we can do. When we're put into our, when we discover, when we develop, when we live that life on purpose, when we finally take the steps to say, you know what, nah, it's time for me to go after this, to do this, that's when our genius comes out. So that's what I want for all of you. That's why I want you to share this message, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about failure to success. Using the failure not as an opportunity to stop, but using the failure as an opportunity to go to the next level, to learn from the failure, to live the life that we were designed to live. So I hope this message has helped you. I want to tell you once again, hey, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to share this message. Thank you for continuing to live the life that you were designed to live. Once again, this is Dr. Dia Farnum, and this is The Purpose Lab. Hope you enjoyed it. Peace. Thank you.